You are listening to The Three Intuitive Healers with Heather Nicholson, Angela Johnson, and Stephanie Gonzalez. Produced by The Three Intuitive Healers Show. Visit thethreeintuitivehealers.com for articles and podcast shows discussing our personal insights and sharing our experiences with you. It is our belief that every human is an intuitive and every human has the capacity to heal. We'll take you along with us on a journey of self-growth and healing so you too can open your mind, heart, and life to the healing magic within. Thank you for tuning into the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. I'm your host, Heather Nicholson.
Angela Johnson.
I'm Stephanie Gonzalez. Do you feel like you're not Angela when you're under, I hate to say under, but when you're in that, or do you feel more like yourself, or do you feel numb to, I mean, how could you describe it as someone?
So this was interesting this time when I'm in that real deep depression and when I'm arguing, let's say with someone, because, you know, Chad and I were arguing, there in the past have been like these deep, dark thoughts running through my mind and self-punishing and all that. And they flitted through there briefly. And I was like, that doesn't feel right. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to punish myself. Like all these old like tapes that used to play that would feed on that energy. It didn't feel right. I honestly felt them go drop away.
No power.
It's like, yeah. So I was in the sadness that didn't go away, but all that like heavy crap, that weight that used to come with it, that would trigger, you know, you're not worthy, or I'll just leave, or just all this old stuff, or I'll get a bottle of wine. And, you know, like none of that felt, I was like, it was almost comical. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So it was a really neat dropping away of old habits and tapes and stuff like that. So I feel like when I'm in that, it is a part of me, but it's no more real or false than me right now. It's just a part of me that I've learned to accept, but also put in its place. It's like, I choose not to have you in control, because nobody's happy when that happens. You're a very valuable tool to let me know either I'm off chemically, or I'm not respecting my boundaries, I'm not speaking my truth. You know, you have a very valuable role, but you do not run the show. So I don't know if that answers your question, but it's all a part of me. So they both feel equally valid. It's just I don't let one run the show, because it's not meant to do that.
That's a great explanation. And I applaud you for, that's great healing. And that's, I mean, you've come a long way in recognizing it yourself. You didn't fall into that behavior. So that's amazing. That's, congratulations on that healing. I'm sorry, this is, you know, something you have to go through. But you're able to share with not only us and listeners and people you encounter, to tell them, to share with them how to work through it in these cases. Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. I kind of treat it like the example I used to give myself is people with diabetes. It's like they have this up and down, and you don't ignore it, because it can hurt you. It's real, you know, and mine,
great comparison.
Mine, I go up and down. So, okay, that's what happens, but that's not going to define me.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's interesting. And again, I appreciate how you say, you know, you don't, it's not a negative side. It's not a side you don't want to own. You say it's equal. It's just part of who you are, but it's a side you don't literally allow it to get control. So that's pretty amazing. Thank you for that explanation. It's very, and this is great, you know, as part of a topic, Heather, too, and maybe you have experience with depression. I don't. And so, you know, for me, it's just, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. You know, certainly I've had down days where something gets you down, or me down, I should say. But I don't know. I don't understand what it must be like, right? When people talk about that darkness comes over them, that cloak or the heaviness, or So I'm so glad you're feeling better. You're doing better. And
you
got some good tips.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Heather, how are you doing? Because you had a rough, by the way, I sent you some energy around 11. I grounded you.
Okay.
I grounded you so that you didn't have to, you felt very buffeted because you're letting go and surrendering and just flowing. So I just put Gaia's energy around you so that you could let go, but still be in place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of
neat. Do you wish to share, Heather?
Yeah, no, I can share. God, you know what? It's really hard to remember though. I am in this like transition phase where I don't remember like the stuff I've gone through recently. I know Angela's like, you want to Zoom yesterday? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then all of a sudden I was like, and then
and then she had the audacity to say, I'm fine, while her face is turning red and she's about to burst out.
Yeah. Is that because that's your usual response, Heather?
That is exactly it. Yeah, that is my usual response, that it's just lip service. Oh, I'm fine. And actually, I'm
You're
not.
The tough one. You're the one that supports everybody else, right?
Exactly.
So it's very hard to get your support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People that are in my life have commented on that it's very hard for me to let people know that I'm not fine. So, and for whatever it is, that's how it's been for a long time. So, mm-hmm. But I think it started Wednesday. God, I don't even remember, Stephanie. It's really hard. How did it start? It started, I remember meditating, and then I remember expanding out. Like I expanded out from my city to the United States, all the way around the planet, and just sitting there because I felt really balanced and aligned, and I felt source energy coming through. And I was just like, let's take this and expand it. And that's exactly what I did. It's kind of like one of those test moments where you do something and they're like, okay, now she's done this. Well, let's go. I don't know how quite to explain it, but it's kind of like what Angela does. And she'll like say certain words and they're like, okay, you passed the test now, you know, on to the next phase. So this kind of felt similar, but not, I don't know how quite to explain it. So after that, I remember all of a sudden my left side energy started working on my left side. Yeah, I just knew that there was people there working on my left side. And then this energy for the last 3 days have been creeping around my body until it's landing on my right side. So it started off with my crown, and it felt like, you know, when you burn your scalp with a curling iron. That's what my crown felt like. It kind of felt like I burnt myself. It was so intense. It was, the energy is undulating. That's a good word. Undulating through my whole body. And it's just like riding a wave. As Angela said, she was, when she checked in and, I look like I'm floating there. That's what I actually feel. I'm physically feeling. And when I notice when I'm laying down or I'm in between this electric flow that's going through me. And then when I'm doing stuff or working on the computer, I don't feel it as hard. I just feel the movement, the undulating movement. And then there's just a lot of stuff that's coming up that's releasing. And I know it's a bag of cats. And I know why I got upset. I got upset because right after Wednesday, purple floaty self was right in front of me. And I just was having the hardest time understanding. And I was grateful because each time I expand, it gets a little harder to talk to my team and understand them. And I just remember, I was like, why does it need to be this way? I don't understand. Like, it doesn't need to be this way. And
I'm laughing with you, of course. Like, you know, and I know you're cutting out a lot of cuss words too, but you know, you're just like, all right, speak to me in English, right? Or a language, you know, that you taught me.
So yeah, and I was just like, it doesn't need to be this way, and I don't understand. And you're trying to tell me something, and I'm just not getting it, and it's making me frustrated, but it's also, I was trying to come from a point of just not getting frustrated because this is just part of the process. That's what I kept on telling myself. This is just part of the process. But also I was just like, okay, here we go. Here's another one. You're trying to tell me, and it's important, and I'm not understanding it. So that's when Angela's like, you want to Zoom? And I was like, okay.
Well, you found your safe space, right? Where you could open up and share with her. I mean, that was what you needed.
Yeah.
And that gave you that. Did you feel better to purge it? Or do you get like, oh, why did I do that? Or how do you react to it?
How did I react to it? I tried holding back, but I just was just, I felt a little numb, to be truthful. I felt a little numb and just kind of taking in what Angela was saying. And I don't know. What did you say, Angela? I don't remember.
So when I went in on your field, they kept giving me images and I was like, I'm not understanding. And so the first one was, usually when I work on her, I'm looking at that room, but I'm standing behind her, right? So I'm there and all of a sudden I'm like shoved up above her door right there. Mm-hmm. For those listening at home, we can actually see her. That's why this doesn't make sense if you're just listening. So I all of a sudden saw myself above that door being pushed by this like clear bubble. And you know those cartoon images when they have a bubble that's, or a balloon that's about to burst and it looks like it's just... So I saw that and I'm like, it's super uncomfortable. I'm like, what is going on? And so I know that her fields are very large, very expanded. She can expand globally. So I'm like, what is going on? Why is this trapped in this room? And so I looked at my fields, like, is this something that's going on? My fields, you know, are just floating through the walls or not being stopped. So I was like, I'm not getting it. So I just kept all the while I'm running energy.
That's exactly how I feel when spirit talks to me. Just to let you know, I'm like, I'm not getting it.
So all this time I'm like running energy on her and I have to keep at her head because of course she's got the bag of cats and it's driving her to tears. So of course you stay at the head because I know her heart's fine. It's just her head that's not in sync. So long story short, I got another image of that feeling. If you've ever driven a stick shift, when you're going, you have to shift gears. You're going too fast for the gear you're in. I was like, got it. It's not that she's not capable of expanding. It's not that she hasn't done it in the past, but right now she is in the wrong gear and she's trying to outpace where she's at right now. There is a letting go that needs to occur, a surrendering that needed to occur so that then it could fully expand. And then the other, so I'm like, okay, I'm getting what you're saying, running energy on her. And then all of a sudden I was like, so what can I do? Cause I don't like leaving a session without something practical for the person. And all of a sudden I was in front of her and I'm never in front of her, right? I'm always behind her at her shoulders. And all of a sudden I'm in front of her and I could tell I look like a dragon. And in my mind's eye, I see Heather go, cause she sees this dragon. And all of a sudden her brain, this is my mind explaining this to me. All of a sudden the endorphins are released and that physical mind is able to merge with her divine mind, right? So she always sees circles. And all of a sudden I got they gave me her circle image. I was like, got it. Avatar Heather is trying to merge with higher self or soul or whatever you want to call it. And when Avatar or human Heather, whatever you want to say, saw the dragon, it put her brain into this high vibe that they were able to merge. So I was like, okay, I think, or I kind of know what needs to happen is, can you release everything? Can you surrender completely? And can you get into that high vibe state without the fireworks, without a dragon in front of you? Can you just be in your room and have that so that your two minds can merge? Because I think that's what we're learning right now, is to not need the fireworks, but to be the higher self in the moment, even when you're at your computer, even when you're balancing your checkbook, so that those minds can merge. So I think that was the full message. And sleep. She was going to need a lot of sleep if she would let herself sleep. But there's a drop, you know, just a lot of crap falling off. And then this raising your vibration without being dazzled into it, if that makes sense.
That's a great explanation. I love the part when you talk about that power. She's overpowering the gear that she is. And that's such a neat way to see it. And that's just so Heather. And, you know, just because she wants, and that's, you know, that's certainly no It's nothing negative. It's just, if you know Heather, she just always wants to learn, and she always wants to level up, and she always wants to pack on more and more and more. And
she's very powerful.
And it's very interesting when you put it that way. Is that right? You're growing. You're trying. You know, you're seeing the destination instead of the journey. And
great way to put
that,
it.
Here's that time. And what I can add to that is, I mean, if you study, if you do spiritual work, whether it's on yourself, and I even hate to use the word, I'm just going to say spiritual work, whether it's with this unseen or the seen or your manifestation or your self-awareness, whatever it is, most of the time we're going to go through that point where you feel either left behind, you feel blocked out, you're not having that communication. Heather, I mentioned the conversation or the communication just being like, why can't it be easier? You know, why does it have to be so difficult to understand? Because sometimes you get in a phase and you're starting to understand the signs and the language, and then it just changes, or you're not recognizing it anymore. And it gets very, very frustrating. So I understand where you're at, Heather. But I was going to say to that, though, is I'm kind of in a 180 degree different spot than you are, in that I was just thinking this last week, I just have been so happy and so delighted in my spiritual life. And yet nothing huge is going on. You know, I mean, I'm not practicing intuitive work. I'm not taking any classes on that. I'm not even, you know, answering the Facebook. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just every day, just like being in a place of gratitude and just watching, you know, right now it's my favorite time. Of course, it's spring, and just, you know, looking at the flowers and looking at the bees and looking at the trees and looking at people. And so for me, I've never felt more spiritually and magically connected. And yet a year ago, I would have thought like you, like Angela was saying, you know, looking more for the shiny objects. Where's the magic? I want to see the proof. And my expectations have changed. And after, of course, last week when I had the big owl encounter, maybe that's, you know, we get these little nuggets that kind of keep us leapfrogging, right? Okay, now we're connected again. And that was a perfect example of that took 100% my faith, and that took my validation, no one else's. And for the first time in a long time, I supported myself and what I thought was happening. And that's probably why a week later, I'm in such a comfortable spot, because for so long I've needed everybody else to tell me, okay, yes, it's what you thought, right? Mm-hmm. So then of course the magic was constantly being misdirected with me. I wasn't getting it because it didn't ever look like I thought it needed to look. And this time I just accepted it as my own, and I interpreted the way I felt was correct, or at least resonated with me. And I felt like I just got ignited, because I've always said, and I guess I just never did it, is that, again, what Wayne Dyer, you know, says, you have to believe it before you see it, you know, and, yeah. And it's not just words, but you have to. So until you really get connected with magic and with the spirit, it's just never going to be, you know, probably what it looks like. I mean, you may get a couple of things. Heather's had these great things where she's like, yes, I saw this, I've experienced this. And then it goes away. And then it's like, it needs you to believe in what you continually can't see, right?
It's a really good point. You have to keep feeding the fire. You have to keep, you have to keep the faith up. And that's the beautiful thing about, which isn't to say that it's a failure on our parts if we do get to this point, because, and it's so funny, I don't feel this way. Every time I ever go into these downward slumps, I never remember this. So maybe putting on record will help. Speaking for me, when I go through these times of it's beyond the dark night of the soul. It's just nothing works. Everything is blah. And I am in a depressed state. What I love is that it's wiping the slate clean. I feel like I'm building a new foundation from a higher perspective. Even though I'm depressed, even though I'm in a low point, I'm still, that low point is still higher than where I was, let's say, the week before when I was all happy. So when you go through these crises of faith or whatever you want to call it, the pain is real. But if you can see it as now you're building a foundation, a whole new foundation, because in order to get through this dark depression or whatever you want to call it, it takes faith. It takes believing that you know what the owl means. It takes that total surrender. And then when the fever breaks, you've got this new foundation. And it's from a higher level. So again, I've had that sort of aha moment, and it certainly did not help me this week. But it's I guess it's what I would imagine you went through with the childbirth, Stephanie. It's like all that pain, and then the minute you're done, you're like, well, you have two children, so clearly you forgot enough to like do it again. That's kind of how I feel with my depressions or whatnot.
It's, right.
You know, once the fever breaks and you're on the other side and you've used it to learn lessons, it's just this high. It's amazing. But all that to say, I love what you said about you have to believe it before you see it. You have to keep that fire of faith going. It takes maintenance.
And there's also, just like you said earlier, when you were talking about you can't do this anymore, there's times in my spiritual work where, because it didn't look the way I thought it needed to look, and I'm listening to too many people have all these wonderful experiences, these magical times, and I don't. And then I'd be like, well, why am I doing all this work? You know, I've got to be a better person. I've got to be aware of everything I do. I'm looking for magic. It just became a checklist. And sometimes I would just be like, why am I? I was better when I was just, you know, ignorant to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's sometimes it just gets to be too much. But that was my expectations. And of course, I never gave up. And I was going to ask Heather on that too. Do you sometimes throw your head in the air and just say, you know what the heck? I'm done with this. I'm going to go back to just, you know, being asleep again and just live. Do you ever have moments of that, or do you always just, no, it's going to be done, and damn it, you're going to someone better reach out to me and give me my dazzle razzle.
Well, that's funny. I find it interesting that the way it's perceived as me wanting my razzle dazzle cannot be further from the truth within me. Because I hear you guys and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't, there's something.
Could you be lying to yourself with that? Do you think you call it something else? Let's explore that.
That's the interesting, because when I hear it, I'm questioning myself and I'm like, am I expecting the razzle dazzle? I mean, on some level, yeah. I mean, there is that ego side that would like the razzle dazzle of just understanding the message that's coming through. Like, I would love just to understand what it is and just have it with clarity and discernment. But does everything else need to go with it? Not at all. I just want that clarity of what's coming through. And that's what was frustrating me, because each time I'd get it, like you said, Stephanie, I would get to a point where I would start understanding them and it was just free flowing and it was great. And then all of a sudden it was wiped clean again. And I was just like, damn it. Here we go again. And Angela said something to me, what was it, yesterday, that you're applying 3D knowledge to something that is no longer of, and that totally resonated with me. I totally get that. And I would say, yeah, 100% that I was applying old knowledge to something new that was trying to come through. I totally get that. But to answer your question, in the beginning, I was just like, what's the point? I don't understand what the point of being here is. But I'd say for the last three years, no, I wouldn't change any of it for the world. And I wouldn't change. I even told this to Angela this morning. She says, I'm sorry you're going through this. And I said, you know what? I'm not sorry, because I know that I wouldn't change it, because I know that I am expanding onto a level that is greater than when I was before. And that's all that matters. So, and it's not that bad. I mean, it's just an interesting feeling, because I know I feel very privileged, because I know not everybody is going to be going through this, even though it's uncomfortable. Some, there are times that it's uncomfortable and it feels like my head's splitting, or I feel like I've been burnt with a curling iron, but I wouldn't change it. I would still do exactly the same thing all over again.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. It sounds like your energy is already revved up just talking about it than when you first signed on. You know, it's just kind of because you're giving yourself the answers, you know, and sometimes we just have to hear ourselves say it, right?
Yeah.
I'm hearing gratitude from you. You know, before, you know, where it was maybe what they weren't doing. Now you're in a place of gratitude and you're happy with everything.
Right.
So do you think you have a lot of expectations on yourself or on the spirit world, Heather, that gets in the way?
Do I have expectations? I don't know. Probably. Can I think of any right now? No. My head feels a little bit like marshmallow, but.
Well, when you talk about the communication, you wish it was easier, clearer, because you want to know. So what does that look like? What is, what kind of clarity? Written word, audio, signs? What are you talking about?
When I was in the flow with my team not too long ago, that seemed like that was perfect because I was getting what they were saying and I didn't even need to validate it back to them that's what I was receiving. It was just a talk back and forth and that's all it was. And it was that was beautiful to me. And I missed that. And I think what threw me in, here comes, I feel the emotions coming up. So this is what part of it was. I had this connection with purple floaty self that was just so deep. And this connection of talking back and forth, and I no longer had that connection. So I felt very upset by it. I still am, because there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah.
Is that like an abandonment feeling? Or do you feel less special because that purple thingy is not talking to you again?
It's my soul. It's myself.
Yeah, right.
My higher consciousness, whatever you want to call it.
Where's whatever. The sadness? Why sadness?
I think it's a sense of loss. Mm-hmm. It's not abandonment. It's not, it's more a sense of loss.
And I'm going to ask you this question. And again, I'm just want to just get your head to expand. Do you think you depend heavily on your spirit team? And is there ever a chance that they pull back to let you do things?
It's a give and take. It depends what it is. Because sometimes I get, Heather, you need to, it's like, I call my team in for something else, but I don't call them in for the stuff that, hello. You know what I mean? So, but I think it's a give or take.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel lonely if they weren't there?
I would feel lonely.
Because you've had a bond with them and a relationship with them for so long.
Yeah, because I'm always grateful. I wake up in the morning and I tell them, I am so grateful. I feel like I'm the luckiest girl on the world because I have such an amazing team that I work with. And I always thank them and I'm always grateful for them. So, and I always, not every day, but I make sure throughout the month that I'm always amplifying, strengthening, and deepening my connection with my guides, with source, whatever you feel connected to. I'm always making sure that I keep up this strengthening, this connection with them. But yeah, if I had nobody around, like I felt completely, I would feel abandoned.
I think that's what's being worked on. I think that's what's being worked on. Is this illusion, so you know that you're not separate from your team, that they're an aspect of you, and we all know that we're the divine. Yeah. This is you having to really walk the talk. I think this is a test of if it wasn't just an intellectual exercise and you felt it here, none of us would be going through a sadness because we would know there's no separation.
Right.
So you... The fact that you feel abandoned is a sign that you do not believe you're this. And by not believe, I mean, I know you understand it. I know all that, but there's certain times where, because I'm going through that too. That's why I went through my whole thing during the week. It's like, if I truly knew to my bones that I was not separated from source, there would be no reason for sadness.
Yeah.
So everything you're saying is actually understandable, but I also think bolstering the fact that you're laboring under this illusion that you're separated from them. And I think maybe that's why they quote unquote pull back is maybe, and why my team, Heather, I've come to you as well when I'm like, what team? It's like, what team? I'm like in a room, like, is anybody listening right now?
And
it's like, hello, I turn on the lights and it turns out I've been sitting in the room alone all this time. What the fuck? But once I'm able to reconnect and truly come from the idea that no, there's no separation because we're all source, I think this might be a really, this might be an exercise in teaching you, okay, you say you believe this, but let's test it. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? I don't know. It's just,
I agree with you, Angela, very much. So
it's kind of like when children are little and you walk out of the room and they start crying. It's like, no, I'm right here. So I'm wondering, it feels to me that that's what that's about. And I feel like that's what I went through my sadness this week too. Sorry, Stephanie, I cut you off.
No, I was just agreeing with you. How does that, I mean, are you resistant to that, Heather? Do you see it?
How does that feel?
That's the thing. I don't feel abandoned. Like you use the word abandoned. I don't feel abandoned.
But you just used the word abandoned.
Did I?
Or do you feel, if they were gone, you would feel lonely. Okay. Is that really the point? Like, so you're not hearing.
Yeah. Clearly, that's right? What I said, if they weren't there, I would feel abandoned, because I'm thinking from the beginning of this aspect, not right now, if that makes sense. If mm-hmm. I first started, if I've just awoke up and nobody was there to explain mm-hmm. what was happening to me, because everything is so physical, I would feel abandoned. Well, maybe I would feel abandoned if I woke up tomorrow and nobody was talking to me ever again. Yeah, I would feel abandoned. So, but yeah, no, I'm trying to figure out. You're right. You are. I am trying to figure out why there is that disconnect. Because I've been trying to figure out why there was this disconnect between Source and I, and why I felt so.
Let's see, right there.
Yeah. I've been asking why is there this like
perceived disconnection,
and then I'm not understanding it, and I want to heal that, because I want to truly understand that I am not disconnected from Source. So I'm not disconnected from myself, because I over-identify with my body. Mm. I'll say that. I mean, I'll be
right behind you. hard to not recognize that, right?
Right. So just recently I was walking and I realized that all of a sudden I felt like I was in a PlayStation game and I was walking in an avatar, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And I tried to keep it as long as possible with me. And then it went away. The consciousness went away. So there's that. Now, where is the connection where I feel like I'm a part of something and it's never been the disconnect. So yeah, I think I'm working through
I like the idea, Heather, that sometimes we have to lose or not know what we have, right, in order to find it. So a lot of people, I should be careful with my generalization. Some people, when they've been with the dogma of religion, and they just can't take any more of that story, they go to atheism. They just get the heck out of it. They're just so sick of all the stories and they don't resonate with any of it. And I've listened to some people who have said they went to atheism and just had to clear their mind and just leave it all behind. But through that phase where they literally had nothing and felt nothing and believed in nothing, it brought them to then create the relationship that they now have. And they found their way back to the Source, the Creator, but on their terms, you know? And so sometimes that disconnect is, even though you're feeling that emptiness and there's something not there, maybe that's a way for you to, going back to what Angela was saying, to surrender, to release stuff in order to find the avenue that's going to take you back to it. And it's probably going to look very different than what you think. And that's why I was asking with the expectations, because sometimes we, even though maybe we don't say the words, we still expect it to look like the way other people had this big connection, you know? And, you know, yours is going to, you're going to know it when you get it, right?
Yeah.
But you have to know what it's like not to have it in order to realize I found it. So I think it's exciting that really what's on the precipice of happening here.
Right. Exactly. You know,
it's very, very exciting. I think it's frustrating. I hear you. But it's so interesting, because you both talking about, Angela's talking about her team that at one point wasn't there. She's been looking for you. Talk about your team every day and you can't imagine without them. And made me think, because I don't work with a team. I mean, I'm not saying I don't have one. I just don't recognize and work with. And so it made me think about how that is part of my path. My path was to not see them and not deal with them in order to force me to believe, because if I had constant little danglings of something, they know me, I'm going to latch onto it and I'm going to expect that that's the way it always has to be. I've had to feel my way through the dark, you know, and that's pretty much what it is. And I had a lot of problem with that for a long time, you know, but now I understand it. And I've gotten names, but to me, it still doesn't mean much, because it's not on a regular, like you both talk about yours, your dragons and your guides and archangels. And I've gotten to be where I'm just okay with that. I just, like my blog said, I talk out loud and I talk to them, and I no longer need to see, you know, or hear them. And that took a long time to get to that point, you know, I tell you. So maybe that's a good thing in that I don't know the loss, because I've never I've never even had the gift of seeing them, right? So.
But there's a beauty to that, because if we're all trying to embody, if the goal right now is ascension by embodying and just being our, you know, you're doing that. You're not relying on the razzle dazzle. You're coming to the mat every day and you're being your highest self and without these little or big signs. And I think there's a really amazing beauty to that. It's really built from you completely. And that's really neat.
Yeah. It's just another way, you know, and that's what we hope listeners understand. There's no one way, you know, and regardless of who you listen to, I listened to a podcast today with Chris Fleming, and he's a fun person. He's a medium. And he was talking about his time in the UK and how he'd been introduced to the elemental world, and he saw pixies and sprites and gnomes. He was talking about his interactions. And of course that always goes to, gosh, that would be fun. That'd be interesting. But you know, I do rituals in my backyard every May Day already to work with the elementals. I've been doing it for, you know, 2 decades. So again, it just, you know, he gets to see them. Great. That's wonderful. I mean, cool for him. And I believe him. But for me, that's just not, I have to, I just see it, I just get it a different way, and that's okay. And, you know, I love his stories. They're fun, but I'm probably not going to have that kind of story. You know, I'm just throwing pennies in the air and like incense for, you know, the lizard. It's like, why is everything on fire? No, you know, there's different ways, right? We're just all different ways, but it's all the same destination, but we all have these different journeys. And when we embrace that and realize how special it is that we're even aware that we're having it, it's super exciting. You know, I mean, it's super exciting that Heather has her team, and she works with the archangels and the dragon, and you have your team, and you work with your dragon and your spirit team that you know, it's maybe sometimes more clear, sometimes not. And you guys have your downloads that you get in your meditations. And mine is just so very different. I work so much with nature and with, you know, experiences that come very much in the external. So it's strange, you know, it's just is what it is, but it's fun stuff.
Yeah. And it's all in service. You know, that's the thing where I always have to check myself when I'm getting like, well, why can't I have it this way? Or what, dude, you know, like, relax. You do not see the whole picture. You didn't, you know, this week going through what I was going through, I don't know what that's in service to. I just surrender and be like, okay, hold space for it. Get as much wisdom out of it as I can. And someday maybe it'll become clear why this happens to me periodically, but I'm certainly not going to come up with the reason why while I'm in this state. So you know, it's like, that's adorable, Angela. Do not come up with any theories right now. You know, so
that's kind of like you guys asking me, how do I feel? And I'm in the thick of it right now. So I'm trying not to come.
But you still have feelings, and you should be able to still talk about it. Maybe a week from now, you're like, why did I say that? But today, at this moment, in the now, this is how you feel, right?
Part of it comes up is if there's this feeling that I understand the disconnect. The feeling is that it's all surreal. I don't know how quite to explain it. If God was really real, I don't know how to explain that. I feel source energy. I mean, I ask source to join me in meditation, and I can actually physically feel it flow through my body, and it's warm and it's lovely. And it's like a fine wine. It's very smooth. It's a Category 5 hurricane in a whisper. I don't know how quite else to explain that, but that's what source feels like to me. And I know that it's there. It's there within me. I feel it. I know it, but there's this disconnect that just, as I'm going about my everyday life, it feels surreal that there is a God that is actually paying attention to me. And I don't like that. And I want to be connected permanently. Does that make sense?
That sounds like your mind. I mean, just like, I don't think the heart would think that. Yeah. Or feel, and you're saying you don't feel that, because you've just described your essence of God. So that's your heart. But to me, it sounds like your mind is trying to
mess you up.
This thought process in you. And the question is why is that coming up? You know, You're questioning it, which is okay. Absolutely. Yeah. But your heart is telling a whole nother story. Like, oh, it's there.
Right. Yeah. And I'm working through this and I don't like that. The heart to brain, I guess you would say, needs to connect. Why?
Why does it need to connect?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the right words for it. That's why. Mm.
See, so one thing that I had mentioned to you, Heather, is when you come from the heart and you go up to the head, I feel like that's source. So source knows how to get there. When you come from the avatar, when you come from the mind and you try to go down to the heart, it's kind of like two sides trying to dig a tunnel and meet in the middle. And one side's like really got it easy. The other side's like got like granite. And it's just not, it's hard. So
that's why I said, I've since then I've been saying, I surrender. Like when it gets to that point, I'm like, I surrender. I just say, I surrender and walk the other way.
But I think the important thing to realize is it's your mind that's surrendering, not your heart. Your heart already knows. But when your mind's saying, I don't understand why there's this disconnect, there isn't.
Right. Exactly.
And so, but I would be careful with the words you're using.
Okay.
If I could give, you know, the big sister, like unsolicited advice, I would be careful because you're casting a spell. You are still in a very highly creative state. Mm. When we're in these depressed modes, it's almost like it's even more potent creative energy right there, because the energies are so raw. At least I'm speaking from my experience. When I'm in a depressed state, that I can just feel the energy, and it's like the wet clay is right there, and anything can impress upon it. So with your words, I would be careful, and I would not say things like, I don't understand why there is a disconnect. I would say, I perceive a disconnect right now.
I would
like to know the truth. I would like to remember. I would even say I would like to remember the truth. You know what I'm saying?
That has been my mantra for weeks now. To feel, be the truth of who I am.
Okay.
How are you saying it?
That's too complex.
Is it?
How are you saying it? Like what's your mantra?
Oh, I take the pinch of salt, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I look at it and I want to be the truth of who I am. And I just put it in there and I let it be.
Okay. Wanting means you don't have it and you're not that. So how would you change the want to what the two words you always talk about? I am the truth I want to see. I am the relationship.
That's good. I like this.
Yeah. That's your Wayne Dyer. You got to be the I am, right? It's already happened. And that's the remembering that Angela was talking about.
And how much simpler that statement is that Stephanie just said versus this sort of like, there is a place for ceremony. I don't want to poo-poo. And Heather has a beautiful way with words, but I feel sometimes
they get too flowery.
They get too, like, it's all about the words. Exactly what she said. And I can't remember what you said, but it was so beautiful. And it was so simple.
It's just empowering to us. I mean, I play that game too. Sometimes I'll stop and talk. You don't have to, you don't say don't, you don't say wish, you don't say want, because you got to be in it already. It's already happened. You just have to connect with it. Right. Mm-hmm. Because you've already had the thought process. You created the reality that it's there, but by the wanting, you're not getting there. You're going to remember, I am. Oh yeah. I got to remember. I am.
Yeah.
I am.
That's interesting you say that, because I remember this morning I said, I am all that I am.
Oh, well, see, there you go. You usually use it. Yeah. That's why I was surprised, because you're always using it a lot. Who am I? I am all this.
You know what I would say in the pinch of the salt? Because I'm trying to remember. So I'm like, that's not everything. I say to embody the truth of who I am.
Yeah. See, look at all this crap you've got to do. And you can barely get out of bed without crying right now. Like, give yourself a break and break it down. Again, take this or leave this. Unsolicited big sister advice. Break it down to something simpler. Not like, let's be Jesus today. You know, let's start off with just being a happy Heather. So that beautiful, like, simple I am statements that Stephanie's coming that are up with that are so resonating. And I think the other side of this is to really hold the space for the pain that you are in right now. Like, and it'll come and go. But the other day, I don't know if you could, certainly people at home, but there's a black dot on my fingernail, right? Uh-huh. That's because I just decided to close the door of the car on my finger.
Cracky.
just decided, right?
Yeah. That felt great.
Oh, Oh, let me tell you, the pain of that took my breath away. I almost went out of my mind. It was so, and I just was deep breathing. I was deep breathing and the heat, the searing heat, all of that, right? And I just thought, this happened. And my mind's trying to race forward. Like it's going to expand. It's going to get, just stay in the moment, Angela. And I wouldn't want to, because it's like, I'm in so much pain. I don't want to do it. Like just, I was literally going out of my mind and I had to focus on my breath. And I'm doing this all in my garage, right? I just had a great day. I was just about to go upstairs and now I'm doing like mental gymnastics to keep from screaming because it hurts so bad. So I just had a deep breath. When I could breathe calmly-ish, I had to keep bringing my mind back, saying this is real. This happened. You don't know anything beyond this moment. Don't imagine the bloody mess of your finger, what it could be. Don't imagine it swelling up in your finger, nail coming out, like be here, be now. I finally could move up to the elevator and go up. And I was still breathing. You would have thought I was in labor because I was just like, and I had to be like, Angela, it is 1 square inch of your body. Cut it out. But no, my mom's like, no, I'm going to freak out. So it like literally was going through this. That's also a form of what you're going through right now. It's like, I am spiritually in pain. I am alone. I know this is not real. You know, all insanity and sort of like schizophrenic thinking, like I'm totally alone. I know I'm not alone. I'm totally alone. I know I'm alone.
Oh yeah.
Hold space for it.
No, I totally, that's funny that you said that. Cause I even said that this morning. I was like, geez Louise. Cause I see the duality of both sides. I'm like, this is schizophrenic thinking. I was like, for yeah. The love of Pete.
And be okay with it. But that's the thing. That's who I am today. Hmm. Like, that's what works for me is when I'm like, okay, this is who I am today.
I'll try that.
I won't go deeper. Like I said, all those old tapes of I'm just going to give up or I'm not worth it. That didn't feel right. It's like, yeah. That's stupid. So, okay, get rid of that. Am I happy? Oh, no. Okay. So this is who I am today. Yeah. You know, don't create from that space, but also don't deny that that is where you're at today.
Yeah.
I'll get off my soapbox.
I totally agree with that.
No, and I'm glad you got an opportunity to heal your finger and yourself in that moment, right?
Which sounds so stupid when you say it out loud. It's my finger, but it was really...
Well, the finger hurts like a mother, right? There's so many nerves in there. Oh, anything you do to your finger hurts. But I just, what I take from it is, Louise Hay, I think for an accident, she calls them self-punishment. So whenever, you know, I have an accident, you look at it and maybe you'll never know the bigger, broader of why you did that. But in that moment, you just taught yourself a technique, right? You went into it and you handled it and you did your breathing and you pulled yourself out of that situation from freaking out, but you went into it and embraced yourself. And now it's a reminder like, wow, I didn't lose my, you know, XYZ on that. And that, the next time, and I love it because that's a gift for a little thing. And if you learn how to cope with the little things, the bigger things are going to be more manageable. If you never get little things and a big thing comes, there's no surviving, perhaps. That's what I always said about me. You know, like, oh my God, I've got no coping skills because I haven't had to handle anything. And that's not something I'm proud, you know? So I look at every little thing that doesn't work right. Like yeah, that's something. I got to work through it, right? Because
well, paid my dues.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got to, you got to build, it's like, you got to build up tolerance, right? And the more issues you have come at you, the stronger you get if you're able to get through them and it becomes nothing. And maybe this was this little tiny finger, even though that hurt more, but then look what you just dealt with your husband. You know, he had this big story and, you know, you didn't, like you said, I could have gone and I didn't. So, you know, you're just constantly always building, you know, your toolbox and healing yourself. So I think that's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I kind of hope this dot doesn't go away because it's a neat reminder.
It really is.
Of like nearly losing my mind with the pain and you know, coming back.
Right. And it represents something so small of the whole. Right?
Yeah.
But we get so focused on those little tiny things and that becomes the big picture. And it blocks us out to, again, all that magic, that love, that opportunity, that healing, that growth, because we're focused on something that is so minuscule.
Yeah. No, totally agree. How are you doing, Heather?
I'm fine. I'm fine. No, just kidding. You know, they have that acronym for fine: effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
I've never heard that, but God, I'm going to use that. You know what? But I think it's so important because I know a lot of people are going through this. So I think it's neat that we were able to talk it through and sort of share our experiences, share hopefully maybe some practical tips, and just, I think if people realize they're not alone, and just because you're on a spiritual path and just because you're kicking butt at it and you are great does not mean you are not going to be having days like this. You will. Clearly, you know, Heather's one of the most spiritual people I know. She's, it's on her door.
So? Oh yeah. Spiritual gangster.
Spiritual gangster. You tackle things full on. But that doesn't mean, and you're very knowledgeable, you're very wise. It doesn't mean
you're immune to being in the discomfort, right? We're human. And as long as we're here, we're going to have the experience, right? So if you're looking for that nirvana and that perfection, then you're not going to be on the planet because, you know, right? We're challenged and we're put in uncomfortable situations in order to find that balance, in order to find to prove to ourselves faith, love, and magic exists. You cannot see it without the contrast.
Oh yeah.
It's just, you're just not identifiable, right? There has to be
ebb and flow. Absolutely. There always has to be ebb and flow. Yeah.
So yeah, you did the contrast. Woo-hoo. In that moment, maybe not 5 minutes from now.
All right, ladies, I think that's all the time that we have today. We'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in today. We hope you're able to find the healing.
Thank you for listening to us on the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. Remember, when we open ourselves to healing, we positively affect our environment. This podcast represents the opinion of the Three Intuitive Healers and their guests to the show. The content should not be taken as medical or psychological advice and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Each person is unique, so please consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not represent that of our places of work. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we share is accurate, no guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or opinions made in this podcast.